but the rich man only answered that the money must be paid that day. Then the knight stood up straight and tall. "You are not courteous," he said, "to make a knight kneel so long. But it is well to try out one's friends in the hour of need." Then he looked the rich man full in the face, and the man felt uneasy and hated the knight more than ever. "Out of my hall, false knight," he cried, pretending to a courage he did not feel. But the knight answered him, "Never was I false, and that I have shown in many a contest." Then he strode up to a table and emptied out 400 pounds. "Take your gold which you lent to me a year ago," he said. "Had you but received me kindly, I would have paid you something more." Then he passed out of the hall, singing merrily, and rode back to his house, where his wife met him at the gate. Then he told her how Robin Hood had befriended him. "But for this kindness of Robin Hood," he said, "we should now be beggars." After this, the knight dwelt at home, looking after his lands and saving his money carefully, till the 400 pounds lay ready for Robin Hood. Then he bought 100 bows and 100 arrows, and every arrow had a head of silver and peacock's feathers. Clothing himself in white and red, and with 100 men, he set off to Sherwood Forest. There, under the greenwood tree, he found Robin and his merry men waiting for him, according to the promise they had made the year before. "God save thee, Robin Hood, and all this company. Welcome be thou, gentle knight, and right welcome to me. Hast thou thy land again?" said Robin. "Truth, then, tell thou me." "Yea, for God," said the knight, "and for it thank I God and thee. Have here 400 pounds, to which you lent me, and here are also 20 marks for your courtesy." But Robin would not take the money. A miracle had happened, he said, and it had been paid to him, and shame would it be to take it twice over.